Stream ESPN 1000 anytime through the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Thank you, Danny Zetterman. Thank you, J.R. Strauss. Mellor will be back in with us tomorrow. He's got his dog getting ACL surgery today. Crosstalk is brought to you by the Hawthorne Racecourse. 1,000-pound thoroughbred athletes are back at Hawthorne, Chicago's hometown track. Download the Club Hawthorne app and watch and wager from anywhere. Details at hawthornracecourse.com. Don't forget our Twitch channel, always brought to you by Templeton Rye Whiskey, the good stuff. And thank you, Dan Orlovsky, for joining the program. And Dan Wiederer.
A couple of Dans.
Well, thanks.
Time for Crosstalk.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that. Happy Veterans Day to all our veterans listening to the show. We really appreciate your service, and thanks so much for tuning in to our program.
And now time for?
Carm, York, everything good?
Everything's good.
Yeah. York, everything good?
Excellent.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's unbelievable. Let me tell you. Well, you know. What? You all right?
I'm all right.
Carmen, you all right? You going to take off?
What show's coming up?
We're talking to Carmen Yurko right now, aren't we?
Hey, speaking of Mellor getting getting the dog's ACL injury, that's the second ACL injury, I think, for Mellor's dog.
It is.
Yeah. Right? Second one. He's going to get that fixed.
Well, we told him the other day, you know, Carmen Yurko, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Yeah. I'm covering my ears. No, it's coming. God.
No, we told him, like, listen, man. Whatever time that you need, take your time.
Take your time.
I mean, it's
Make
a tough.
Sure that dog is okay.
I mean, I don't know. He should have talked to Yurk. Yurk knows about the ACL. You just knew the other one was going to tear, right, Yurk?
Well, just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, sounds to me like the breeding in the animal was maybe a little bit off.
The breeding, wait,
suspect, right?
A little suspect, yeah.
That's right.
Just like in humans, sometimes the breeding's a little off. Some guys get hurt a lot, some don't, you know? Oh. Some guys are like LeBron, they don't get hurt. Michael got hurt once, that's it, you know?
Does that dog walk
some guys
in
are freaks.
And say to the vet today, I'm a Hall of Famer baseball person.
I'm a Hall of Famer baseball person.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Eric, you know how it is, you know, sometimes
you like my ring?
You're not expecting the Charlie horse, you know, at the wrong time.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. The old hamstring cramp, you know, the calf cramp.
Been there.
Boy.
That's a tough one.
Those are the worst.
Especially in the middle of the night. All of a sudden, you're trying to get out of bed and Marie.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it just locks up on
you. It's the worst.
The problem is there's a muscle called the soleus muscle. It starts from the inside of the knee, comes up the inner thigh, and attaches into your lower back. Mm-hmm. When that thing goes... Oof. Good luck. There's nothing you can do but get into like a forward lunge, and you've got to present your hips to try to get this thing like you're
doing.
Who
you present them to, Yurk?
Yeah. Well, you're presenting them to whoever's going to be there trying to help you because you are done.
Oh,
well,
man.
The answer to that question, you're presenting it hopefully to Sweet Marie.
That's what I hope, yeah. Well,
if she's there. If
Sweet Marie, can you present to you my
going according to plan? Yeah, you present them to Sweet Marie.
Could be a Rebecca.
You never know.
Oh, wait a minute, Yurk.
God bless.
Oh, wait, we're not doing shout outs. You're not on B96.
Listen,
what are you doing?
This is Rebecca.
This is our guy, Yurko.
Wait a minute, he's sending shout outs.
He's living the good life, believe me.
Coming up, kid, I'm going to play BTS for you.
Believe you me.
Like, what are you doing?
I've never heard that. Present your hips.
Present your hips?
Yeah, present your hips. You never knew that?
To Sweet Marie.
That's exactly.
Bring your hips whenever you're hitting the popsicle sled. You got to bring your hips.
Hey, watch it.
Can you fall back asleep quickly if you're aroused? I don't mean that aroused.
Wow.
If you're aroused in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Yeah, I can fall back asleep. I don't have issues going back to bed.
I can't. Stanley, I had to get up and take him out last night.
Stanley.
That's
Stanley or tool. Stanley?
Stanley the dog.
Okay, Stanley.
The
power tool, yeah. Like Stanley
like
the power
tool. Yes.
I thought you meant Stanley, like the creator of
Actually,
Spider-Man.
My wife named him after the character in The Rock, Stanley Goodspeed.
Okay, gotcha. Boy,
so,
big fan of Nick Cage.
Yeah,
all right.
Big fan. So
Goodspeed.
Anyway,
Godspeed.
I had to.
You're bash. Losers always whine about their bash.
Winners go home and blank the prom queen.
That's exactly right.
But I had to take him out, and it took me like an hour and a half to fall back asleep.
Oh, man, really?
Could not fall back asleep.
I'm like up and I wake up constantly. Like I don't sleep through the night. So like I'll sleep for a little bit. Then I wake up and I'm up for like 5 minutes. Then I go back to bed. And then I'm up again.
You should smoke some weed before you go to bed.
Maybe I should.
That's what Cap does.
Sleep like a champion.
It's legal now, right? Is that right, Yurk?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should.
Well, Cap does it all the time. You ever hear the show?
Out of the side of my mouth.
Well, let's say, hey, listen, now that it's legal, I've never tried it, but maybe I should.
Maybe I should.
I'd do anything to help sleep, and no pills, nothing like that for me. I'd rather go the natural route. Ambien, none of that nonsense.
What did
for me.
Sylvie told me once he took melatonin, I think.
Yeah, yes. I don't want any of that.
No, it's good.
Nah, I don't want any of that.
It's natural, Carm.
Yeah, what is natural for you to go to sleep, Carm?
Well, marijuana at least is natural. At least it comes out of the ground.
Right. No. Danny keeps telling me the benefits of cannabis.
Yeah.
This whole morning show thing, like, I'm always fearful that I'm going to be late.
You're going to oversleep?
I woke up, I was 3:55, and I was like, I'm late.
Oh, where am I? I'm late.
Or it's a weird thing where you go to bed at 10 o'clock, and I woke up at 12:30, and I woke up feeling like I had 8 hours of sleep. I'm like, I've only been to bed for 2.5 hours.
That's weird, right?
I'm always fearful like I'm going to be late.
Yeah. That's in this business, that's like, it's sort of ingrained in you, you know?
It's weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm always concerned about that.
Yeah.
We did a topic regarding Bill Belichick.
I heard you guys.
He's available.
Oh, wait,
he may be available. Not, I'm not saying for the like for someone.
Is he though? I mean,
do you think he would take the challenge to go somewhere else, Belichick? That's the question.
Depends how interested in coaching he still is. I think he wants to prove he can win without Brady first there when he's got a full team. You know, not 80% of the team that he had. You know, with all the defensive guys opting out this year. So I think he's fine. Okay, we'll have a one-year hiccup. We'll figure things out. We'll get Jimmy Garoppolo back.
Yeah.
If Frisco's going to give up on him, we'll bring back Jimmy G. He knows the offense. He knows what we're trying to do. And then they'll march ahead. That's the way, you know, Belichick will go about his business. Do I think he's available? No. Do I think Robert Kraft's going to give up on him? No.
68 years old.
68 years young.
But has no intention of, you know,
Walking away
anytime soon.
Do you know what the Buccaneers gave up to get John Gruden? Two ones, two twos, and $8 million.
Right. Now, I know when Peter King first broached this, I guess, on EEI, they were having a conversation on it in a radio station in Boston. I guess this has been a topic on Boston Sports Radio recently. Like, you know, is he long for there? Will Kraft try to restart the whole thing?
You want to go back to the Ron Rust era?
Right. exactly.
Victor Kiam.
Yeah.
Right. Victor Kiam, the Remington shaver.
That's right. No, I mean, they were saying, you know, Peter King, I guess, was making the point, you know, is he going to be worth two twos for someone because he is 68 years old? I mean.
Well, he can coach me, but he can't run my front office.
Well, but Belichick's not going anywhere where he doesn't have power, is he? I mean.
Well, no.
Why would he? Yeah, I guess, let's put it this way. Maybe he won't have a choice. Like, if Kraft wants to move on, okay, then maybe he doesn't have a choice. But, how is Belichick not going somewhere where he gets all the power, right?
If he wants to move on, then you're firing Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
and
You're not giving up anything.
You're not giving up a darn thing for him.
Good point, Yerk.
So if I'm Belichick, I say, fire me.
Right,
that's what you want to do.
I just can't see him going somewhere where he doesn't have total control. Do you?
Correct.
I mean, at this point in his career?
And you know where that decision's made for Robert Kraft when he decides. That'll be the Osaka East.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then he'll figure it out.
Relaxing massage.
East.
Now, do they have the volcano there? Do they have the little volcano when they
then they put the egg sauce on the shrimp?
I think they do.
I think that's what happened to Kraft.
It's a hibachi.
I think somebody put the.
I think exactly what happened to him.
God,
I can't see Belichick leaving there anytime soon. I don't know. That's me. I think it's, you know, and especially with COVID and everything else. Like, are you gonna? The Bears are going to get a pass, and Pace and Nagy are going to get that COVID pass. You know,
why don't next year
that the COVID pass?
Yeah,
Bill O'Brien didn't get it.
Yeah, and Gase probably ain't going to get it, and
Renteria didn't get it.
Dan Quinn didn't get it. Well, but in football, I'm just mean like with everything. If these guys can't still be in the building and have an offseason program in the spring and into the summer, like, are you going to start over with a brand new coach that can't have his guys in the building? I mean, that's a big ask, I think. I don't know. The whole thing's crazy.
But you wouldn't want him for the Bears, right?
I don't want to start trading first round picks. I don't. I'm sorry. I'd be done with that.
This is breaking news.
I see it, Randy.
Powered by PointsBet Sports.
Bears have traded Chicago's three number ones for Bill Belichick.
Stay out of the way.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Uh-oh. We turn now to veteran newsman Randy Morgan.
Good morning.
Good or bad?
I mean, God, I mean, can I, you what? Cronkite never interrupted. Just wait a minute.
That's right.
We turn now to veteran newsman Randall Merkin with the latest here on Crosstalk. Randy?
Is it good or bad news?
Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Bad news? It has nothing to do with Chicago sports, but it has to do with Jonathan Hood's favorite team.
Oh, Georgia.
Georgia, Missouri. Postponed. Due to positive tests. So there will be no Alabama LSU this weekend and no Georgia Missouri.
Hoodie's probably happy about that after the way his dogs played against Florida.
No, that's dogs were not barking last week.
That's all right. Well, we need the Missouri game. That was a bye.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Missouri's not really SEC.
Don't worry, guys. Akron's still playing this week.
Akron's playing. So we got that going for us.
No, so now this really messes up my gambling. And by the way, Randy, we're canceling Chicago's college tailgate. If we can't get Alabama,
no Bama, no LSU,
no Texas A&M, Tennessee, no Georgia, Missouri, no Auburn, Mississippi State.
We were supposed to watch the Masters on Saturday into Bama LSU.
Correct.
That ain't happening.
We're canceling CCC.
That's a no shot.
What is going on with college football all of a sudden?
Oh, I mean, this is not a surprise, is it,
really?
Guys?
I guess you're right. Come on.
They're not in a bubble.
No.
Got kids going to parties, and it is what it is.
What time of the year is it?
November.
Ooh, what usually coincides with the month of November, guys?
Thanksgiving.
The beginning
Thanksgiving.
Of what season?
Yes, fall, true. Winter.
It's usually the fourth Thursday of November is the Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That's okay. I'll help you guys out if you need it.
Okay.
Early
it's
on
always
here,
the fourth Thursday.
This
not
is
usually.
What we call the cold and flu season, the Advent.
That's right.
The beginning of
the beginning.
Boy, people are getting sick. There's a shock.
Yeah.
With COVID out there. Ooh, who's surprised?
Yeah,
who's
it's stoked? Not. I'm not shocked one bit. And the NFL's going to face it, too.
Of course they are.
And they are. I mean,
they're already making plans for more playoff teams. And what happens if your season gets shortened? How are we going to go about the business of doing it? Come on.
I think that's a fait accompli at this point.
I thought you guys were telling me the Bears.
They wouldn't be going to this level if they didn't believe it.
I agree.
Thought the breaking news was the Bulls trading up to number one to draft Denny Avdija.
LaMelo Ball.
No, Denny Avdija. He should be the number one pick.
No, Pax and Gar out of there.
They would never do that.
Who? A bull?
The bull would never be that bold.
Oh, hold on a second.
I don't mean this crew. I'm talking about the old crew.
Come on, man. Hey, it's about marketing, pal. You know, you want to please the 100 level. Keep that in mind.
That's it.
I remember.
They worry about me up at the 300.
Okay. No.
They worry about the 100 level.
In the rafters.
Charlie.
That's where I'm at, Hoodie.
Charlie, they've got a deal. You know what? He's going to be great. He's gonna be. Look at him prance up and down the floor.
He's a terrific. Serbian Jewish kid. He's got to be fantastic.
Oh, he's gonna be unbelievable. Let's go to the Billy Goat early. Let's go there before the line gets long. We are never in the city.
Let's stop at the Billy Goat early. That's only for Hawks games. They go for the Bulls games.
Hold on a second. A guy's asking me for a dollar. We don't get this in Evanston. I don't know
this in Highland Park.
Is he going to rob me?
Stop it.
He's selling Streetwise. What's in that publication?
What is Streetwise, anyway?
Are those winter hats good? He's selling them for $5.
You know what they're going to be selling? Masks. That's what's hot right now. And sell masks.
That's it.
Come on, $5 a pop. You forget your mask, here's your mask to go into the UC.
With the disclaimer on the side that says, this will not protect you from COVID-19.
Exactly. You got to put that out there.
Protect me. I don't know what that guy's going to do.
This is all because of Denny Avdija?
Yeah.
Yes, all of it.
Great Denny Avdija.
I love when Hoodie would do him at Ravinia with a box of Harold's chicken. It's the greatest.
Yes. The uncomfortable.
A lot of place.
It's just Cap and I, and we're just having a fun time. Cap's cool with it. And all of a sudden, do you see what they're eating? Harold's chicken.
Is he eating chicken wings and white bread?
I don't understand. On the lawn.
On the lawn.
There's bones in the lawn. I'm uncomfortable. Henry, let's go home.
Dude.
What's the drink of choice?
Thunderbird.
I was going to say.
He must be a former bear.
Is he a bear? Should I approach? I don't know if
I
should.
Is he a bear?
I'm not sure.
He must have played O-line for the Bears.
Is Mr. Washington?
Is he Keith Jennings? I think it's Gadzooki. But I'm still uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Used to go, man. Harold's chicken on
the Ravinia.
The one on Wabash, you'd get the box of chicken wings, fries, and the white bread in there. There's nothing better than that.
It's tremendous. It's
absolutely tremendous.
Oh, it's tremendous.
And in college, you could eat that and not even think twice about it. Now I'd feel guilty for a week. You know, you're like, I got to go run an extra 3 miles. Like, you'd have that in college and be like, what a lunch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you didn't even think twice. Like,
yes.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
And David's with him.
And he seems okay with it. He's got his Tupperware filled with melon.
Except he's drinking Sauv Blanc and eating melon with prosciutto wrapped around
it. And I'm drinking out of a brown bag.
And a kale salad.
You got bones on the lawn.
He seems comfortable with it. Why is David at a Kool and the Gang concert? That's very strange.
It's so good.
I don't get it.
Lord.
Take me home.
Why would Cap take me home? I'm very uncomfortable.
Thank you.
He's black.
All right, what do you guys have on your show?
You're right, Carl.
I'm laughing so hard my nose is running. We have we're going to talk Bears. We got some master stuff. Bob Herrick will join us from Augusta. Give us an update before they tee it up tomorrow.
You know you've lost Merkin for the day.
Oh please! Well, tomorrow especially. I mean, can forget about it.
The warm up there.
I mean, it's just practice still, Merk. It's only Wednesday.
How about the John Rahm shot?
Yeah, it was awesome. So great. That was a lot of fun. We'll talk a little Masters. We'll talk football. We're going to replay some of the Orlovsky. I thought he was good. Like, Orlovsky, he's been firing on them. And he had a few really salient points, I thought. And I want to play that and have Yurko respond to some of the stuff about, like, what are the coaches doing? You know,
I know we need to run the ball more.
What do these trained eyes see things like, wait, why is this happening? Like, I thought that was really good. So we're going to replay some of that, and we'll have some fun as we always do.
Look forward to it. Yes, have a great show.
Indeed, thank you.
All right, Hoodie, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, sure.
Have a wonderful. Don't sound so excited. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Carmen and Yurko are next.
Pop, 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 pop.
See ya.
This is Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hump day. Sun is shining, but the temperatures have really cooled off. We're about 30 degrees cooler today. Should just say colder today. The good times are over, but what a week it was. Hey, at least the sun's out. Carmen and Yurko with you for the next 2 hours. Then Greeny takes over. We will talk lots of Bears and NFL today, plus Masters. The start of the Masters is just a day away. It's hard to believe that it's been a year and a half, Yurk, since Tiger Woods had that incredible win at the 2019 Masters. We have been waiting and waiting and waiting for this, and we're going to get it this weekend. We'll talk to our good friend Bob Herrig, who is the senior writer in terms of golf for the PGA Tour for ESPN.com. We'll talk to him about an hour and 10 minutes from now. We'll give you some of our picks. A new golf club podcast is going up on the ESPN Chicago app. Yep, Merk and I just recorded that this morning. We haven't done one in a while, post-U.S. Open, because the new season was starting. And, now that we've got the Masters here, though, we decided it was time to bust another one out. Yeah, it was a beauty, Yurk. We spent about 20 minutes talking all things Masters and giving everybody some picks. And hopefully we make some money, and we look forward to what should be a fun four days.
I imagine you spent a lot of time talking about Bryson DeChambeau.
We did.
Him, just going to be tearing this course to shreds.
We did. I mean, there's the potential for it because the guy's hitting it 340 yards off the tee every single time. I mean, it really is insane what he's doing.
Who's the most envious individual out there of Bryson DeChambeau on the PGA Tour?
Brooks Koepka.
Has to be, isn't it?
I think so.
That's going to be an interesting little storyline.
Like, what if they both play great and they get paired up on Sunday, And Merk made the point. Remember, they're teeing off early. I mean, this thing's going to be done by like 2 o'clock on Sunday for a couple of reasons. It looks like CBS could squeeze a game in then that afternoon, a football game.
Right.
And, obviously they don't have the daylight hours probably that they normally have in April. Let's face it. They get a little bit more daylight than us being a little bit farther south, but the daylight hours play into effect. So we're going to be up Sunday morning watching the final round, Yurk. Nice. And if it were Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, I'd sign up for that. That'd be pretty good.
Well, yeah, I want to see a nice final leaderboard. Do you think the Italian kid's going to be able to get back there?
Ooh, Francesco?
Yeah, Molinari.
He's like 125-1.
How can he be 125-1? When he fell apart at the Masters in the final, what was it, final
the,
eight holes?
The 12th hole.
Seven holes?
Remember, he and Brooks and Tiger, right? They all got to 12, and like Tiger was the only one who played it safe and was on in regulation. Brooks and Molinari put it in the drink.
They did, and they weren't the only two to put it in the drink.
Yeah.
I just wonder if the Italian guy is going to be able to come back here. Who else is going to be competing for this thing? Or is it even close? Does he just destroy this golf course? And if you saw somebody was playing with him yesterday, Sandy Lyle, I believe, and he went and posted like some of the things. He's not even taking driver off of all tees. He's taking 3 wood off a cup of tees, and he's still like 9 iron away. Sandwich away.
What in the world, man?
It's driver, what? Sandwich. Driver, driver, 7 iron to the 13th hole.
Crazy.
I mean, that's the kind of silliness that you're going to be seeing here. If he's on and he can putt, hello. And I've seen some pictures from Augusta.
Yeah.
The colors on the trees, it's autumnal. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Different, yeah.
It's different. And, I mean, these are the pictures that you want for Augusta. I want to see these pictures. Then I want them made into paintings, and I'd like to see them across clubhouses in the country.
Because all you normally see is the spring stuff.
You see the azaleas blooming. Right. This Masters with the color of the trees, I think it's going to be breathtaking.
I bet it's still beautiful, right? The property's so beautiful. Yurko's been down there.
Oh, I have, Carmen.
Yeah, I've never been to Augusta, man.
Take your time, Carmen. You'll live forever.
Well, I don't know about that, Yurko. Mm-hmm. At some point, I would like to go. You're right.
I think you will, Carmen. I think you will. I think when you do, you're going to be happy.
Tiger served the champions dinner last night. They were socially distanced.
Don't go Fuzzy Zeller on me, all right?
I'm not going to go Fuzzy Zeller on you. Thank you very much. The dinner sounded great. I think this is a familiar theme with Tiger. I think like he picks his two favorite foods, sushi and fajitas. That's what he loves. So they had shrimp tempura rolls. Then they also had prime steak and chicken fajitas. How good does that sound? And then I don't know that the armchair nutritionist approves, but Tiger looks pretty good to me. He doesn't mind going with three desserts. He went with a three-pack, Yurko, of classic flan, which I love flan. That's a Mexican dessert. It's like a
classic
custard.
Flan.
Oh my God, it's so good. He went with flan. Then he went with Charles Barkley's favorite, churros. Churros with chocolate sauce.
Man, who doesn't like a good churro?
Yeah, and then sopapillas. I hope I'm saying that right. Our Hispanic friends or those who speak Spanish maybe can help me. I think I'm saying that right. It's like a fried dough. It's kind of like an elephant ear, you know?
Like a ushtipka. That's what my people call it.
Okay, see, every culture has that, right? You're just fried dough with like some cinnamon sugar on top.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with fried dough?
Yeah. Nothing. The best.
Nobody's saying there's anything wrong with it. We're just talking about it.
Sounds like a hell of a dinner.
By the way, Waddle pointed out that your guy Francesco Molinari changed equipment.
He did change equipment, yeah.
Oh, that's what put the ball in the drink on 12. Yeah, it's the equipment, so let's change it.
The equipment's fault.
Big mistake.
Yeah, so it'll be a fun week. Look, Saturday was shaping up to be a hell of a day, right? We were going to be able to watch the Masters on Saturday, those of us who are into that kind of thing, and then roll right into CBS's coverage of Bama LSU. That's out the window. Merck had the breaking news a little earlier. The Georgia game is also off. Your Badgers are back, I think, this weekend, finally, right, Merck?
6:30, but I don't think Graham Mertz can play.
After a couple weeks, but Mertz still can't play.
He's 21 days from his I think he's still out.
Oh, man. So, look, we knew this stuff was going to happen. They're trying to do the best they can with it. There's still college football. I was watching some action last night. There will be more action this weekend.
Kent State.
Yeah, I was watching some of the Buffalo beat the snot out of Miami of Ohio. So I was watching some of that last night.
You give me Bowling Green, Kent State, and what do you have to do? Just get some popcorn, sit on the couch, and watch yourself some exceptional football.
I don't know if you're – I'm picking up on the sarcasm, I think, there, Yurko. Yeah. And the NFL's running into some of the similar issues, and it's like Yurk said, you're getting to the time of year where cold and flu season ramps up. Of course, the spread of this is going to continue to rise. I think the NFL knows what it's facing here, and that's why these owners approved the measures yesterday. We're going to see 16 teams in the playoffs, aren't we, Yurk? That's where we're headed. And that, okay, I mean, you make the best out of what is not an ideal situation, and I think that's what we're going to get come January. We're going to get 16 teams in the playoffs.
That's fine.
So be it. I'm with you.
Haven't seen it since 82, strike shortened season. That's fine. Figure it out, gentlemen. Don't tell me how stormy the seas are. Just bring me playoff games. That's all I care about.
Yeah, right.
Entertain me.
Just entertain
me. I want to be entertained.
That's absolutely right.
I don't care how it gets done. Just find a way to get it done.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to discuss the Bears. And what is it going to take for you to sort of regain a little confidence in the Chicago Bears? Think about that. 312-332-3776. That is the phone number if you want to jump in and talk NFL, talk Bears with us. Of course, their week is a little bit altered. Tomorrow's really the day that they get back at it because they play Monday night against the Vikings. 312-332-3776. That's the number to reach Carmen and Yurko. Hit us up on Twitter. Yurko's at Yurko64. I'm at Carmen DeFalco. We'll be right back.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Get Carmen and Yurko podcasts on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
I'd like you to meet a real inspiration.
Carmen and Yurko. ESPN 1000.
Make sure you watch us on Twitch every day, twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app if you like. Just get it going. Check us out in the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios. Search ESPN 1000 Chicago. And this week, we're brought to you by Templeton Rye Whiskey, the good stuff. Hey, it's Whiskey Wednesday, too, Yurko. So, you know, that's good. Always got to remember Whiskey Wednesday.
Can't wait. What are we featuring tonight?
Tonight,
are you going to tell some bourbon stories, or you got a fresh bourbon you'd like to try, Carmen?
Tonight, Yurko, it is going to be...
How about the Pappy 20-year-old?
No, I don't.
Just
do
give
those.
It a treat, Carmen.
I don't
give
do
it
those,
a treat.
Because people can't get that stuff.
Torment them. Oh, no. Torment them tonight.
That'd be a real jackpot.
Yes,
move.
Yes.
You know what it's going to be, I think, tonight, Yurko? Something that Beam released earlier this year that is a limited series, but is available and it's cheap, which is good.
Inexpensive.
And I shouldn't say cheap is a negative connotation.
It
You're
is.
Right, Yurko.
Inexpensive.
Inexpensive. I'm going to do the, I think I'm going to do an old tub review tonight. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
I got an old tub upstairs. I like to soak in it.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Carmen, do you usually do those in one take?
Yeah,
of course he does.
I mean, yeah, sometimes it might, you know, I screw something up or
it's all real.
I say, I want to redo it.
And you have no one holding that.
No, I put it on a little stand. I put my phone on a stand. I flip the video.
What are you doing?
Well, Dana holds the camera when I'm doing my stories. I know you love those.
I can't wait for another one, by the way.
Yeah, we got one coming this weekend.
Please.
Good.
I'm
sure it's going to be Masters related, so that'll be
right. You know, something maybe about Arnold Palmer or something like that.
Yeah, Merck, you must have had a
Jack Nicklaus. You've had to have a golfer or two on before. How about Tom Watson, the surly Tom Watson?
You got any of those stories,
Merck? I have
Merck?
Tom Watson. That was the Masters at the U.S. Open.
In Olympia Fields?
No, when he I take that back. It was the Open Championship when he almost won.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How about
two great stories.
Ben Crenshaw?
No, I never dealt with Ben Crenshaw.
No. How about Larry Mize?
No, never dealt with
him. He won himself a Masters. You know that, right?
Oh, God. So Bears have the Vikings on Monday night. Matt Nagy is 4-0 against the Vikings, Yurko. So there's a couple of trends here that, you know, could lead you to believe that the Bears are ready to bounce back and maybe have us feeling slightly better about them, about their sort of, I don't know if you'd say prognosis for the rest of the season. They're 4-0, or Matt Nagy's 4-0 against the Vikings. Then you've got the Kirk Cousins on Monday night stat. You guys aware of that? You know what Kirk Cousins is on Monday Night Football in his career? Anybody know?
Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football is 0-11.
He's 0-9.
Okay, that's close, Carl.
He's 0-9. Kirk Cousins is who we thought he. I'm going to go all Denny Green for everybody, okay?
You like that?
No, nobody likes that, Kirk. Actually, nobody likes it. Kirk Cousins is 0-9 on Monday Night Football with a quarterback rating of 89.5. He's 7-16 in primetime games. So he's never been a good primetime performer. He's 2-3 against the Bears. You couple that with Nagy's 4-0 record against the Vikings. Maybe we should feel better about the Bears this Monday night, but what's it really going to take for us to feel better about the Bears going forward? And that is the $64,000 question right now, good kid. I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, I suppose if they go out and they put up 35, maybe I'd say, oh, well.
Look, the offense scored.
Yeah, maybe they figured something out. But
as long as it's 5 touchdowns, all scored by the offense.
Thank you.
They had to work a little bit to get them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and they execute properly.
Because that is, therein lies the rub. It's almost like the wins don't matter. Not that they don't matter, but wins can be deceiving. Like 5-1 was deceiving. They weren't a. I know Bill Parcells said you are what your record says you are. I don't know if I can buy that 100% of the time, because with the Bears at 5-1, we said, wow, how is this team 5-1? I mean, no way, no how. They just shouldn't be. They're not good enough. They are not good enough with this offense to be taken seriously. They're not good enough to be taken seriously as a contender. They're a light year away from being a contender in the NFC right now with this offense. And that's why I have a hard time buying them. If they go out in the offense, like Yurko said, scores seven touchdowns, the offense scores seven touchdowns or five touchdowns.
Excuse me.
Let me do my math properly,
yeah,
Yurko.
Five times seven
is 35. If they go out and score five touchdowns, yeah. For one night anyway, maybe I'll feel a little bit better.
It'll change the national narrative, Carm. It will.
But, like,
Dan Orlovsky will have to go watch the All 22 again and figure out what happened and why they did what they did. And was Matt Nagy calling the plays or was he not calling the plays? And if he wasn't, did we even know?
If they score five touchdowns and we find out he wasn't calling the plays, boy, then things really get interesting, yeah, don't they?
Now there's a real indictment.
And you can't overreact too much, I don't think, to one game. But my God, come Tuesday, if that's the case, we're really going to be deep into the conversation about, you know, what's best for this team and, you know, what took them so long. I have basically been saying ever since this first started last year that Matt Nagy would be kind of crazy to give up play calling duties because it would sort of be waving the white flag on his coaching tenure here in Chicago. I mean, that's the only reason he was brought here.
If the Bears score five touchdowns, offensive touchdowns this weekend, and we find out that Matt Nagy was not calling the plays, I will personally drive the Paul Arpin truck, the moving truck, the official mover of the NFL. I will personally drive it up to Hallis Hall, I will put the ramp down in the back and say, Mr. Nagy, your truck is leaving along with you and all your personals, and we'll be heading over to the homestead. So,
Yurk, is it his last best resort, though? Like, have we finally reached the point where if he is trying to save his job, he can prove that he can at least delegate maybe and that they can win where he's the head coach, sort of responsible for everything that goes into the game plan, but someone else is calling the plays? Like, is this his last best chance right now? Because this seems to be, from most people around this team, a lot of people in the NFL, they seem to be indicating that there's only one move left to make, and that's give somebody else the opportunity to call plays.
So if that move is made, that's the equivalent of the orchestra, the four guys with the woodwinds, I mean, with the string instruments playing on the deck of the Titanic. You know, gentlemen, let's go. And they play, and it's been good to see you. If you give up play calling in this league, and that's what you are, a play caller, then you might as well yourself just start telling the wife and the kids, hey, we're going someplace else because we're not going to stay here.
That's why I've thought it, like, all along. It just didn't make much sense. But they're so bad. And, like, what is left for them to try? You can't blame Mitch Trubisky anymore. You know, Matt could always sort of float the idea out there that, well, you can't be too overly critical of me because this is not the quarterback I want. It's not the quarterback that can properly run the offense. You got the guy that you wanted. You got him. It's Nick Foles. This was your hand-picked out of all the options that were available to you in the offseason. This was the hand-picked guy, and early in free agency, early when the new league year started, you went out and you got him. You made the deal happen. Okay? So you can't use Mitch as an excuse anymore. Like, what is left for Matt Nagy to try other than giving Bill Lazor the opportunity to call plays or Dave Ragone the opportunity to call plays?
Well, the only thing you can do is, you know, maybe coach your guys up a little bit and make them better than they actually are. You know, and hope that they implement the techniques that you're supposed to implement on the offensive line and not resort back to like you were in grade school again. That's it. And maybe some variances on some receiver routes that you're running to the self-scout, take a look. And, you know, the self-scout doesn't happen until week 11 because that's when the bye is. So after this week, then guy to self-scout to see, hey, have we gotten into any offensive calling ruts? Am I relying upon too much? Let me look at my little red check marks during the game where I like to call a play and bury my head in the paper, in my call sheet, and put little red marks next to what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. Maybe you do a little self-analysis, and then it can find a way to get better because you find yourself in some ruts or you find yourself being very predictable. So, I mean, maybe there's a chance. But it all comes down also with player execution. You can give a guy the crappiest play in the world. If the player executes, then guess what? That crappy play turns out to be a halfway decent play. So player execution, that's what it comes to. The players can bail Matt Nagy out of whatever terrible situation he's in.
Oh, man. So can the Bears save their season? Because at 5-4, it feels like it is slipping away. And Yurko said it yesterday. You almost hate to call any game in Week 10 a must-win, but this is about as close as you're ever going to get. Like,
you're here.
This is kind of a must-win for the Bears to sort of save their season and right their ship going into their bye. And then their next game in Week 12, a huge division game on Sunday Night Football the week of Thanksgiving in Green Bay against the Packers. So, yeah, I think Yurk's right. They've kind of arrived already at Week 10 where you need a win, even though you were once 5-1. And you need it badly to save your season. Can they do that? And what would it really take? Like, what would you have to see for you to sort of have some confidence in this team again? 312-332-3776. That's the number. Yurk mentioned Orlovsky. I want to play something interesting. He said with Cap and Jay Hood coming up next.
Carmen and Yurko.
Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
On ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Dan Orlovsky was on the station earlier this morning with Cap and Jay Hood. And they're before us each and every day, 7 to 10. And it's Carmen and Yurko. Greeny is up at noon. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Bleck and Abdallah at 6. Here's Orlovsky talking about the Bears, the coaching or the lack thereof that's going on right now.
When I watch this football team, I'm going, okay, the coach's job, when you have that, is to make sure you don't expose your weakness. The weakness is the offensive line, and the strength is the skill players. So why on 4th-and-1 are we lining up the way we do and running a reverse option handoff to a tailback up the middle? Why are we doing that on our back-to-back third downs to start the game? Man, coaches spend the whole week game planning for situational football. That's what they get paid for. And they start the first two third downs last week running the same play. Running the same play. What did you do all week? What did you do all that? You spent 6 days figuring out 3rd-and-4 or less. And you said, I'm going to run the same thing twice into the boundary? But come on, man. And so I'm looking at this team. I'm going, way too many times do they expose the offensive line. Way too many times do they not play to their skill group. He obviously doesn't understand his players. He obviously has a difficulty communicating because I've seen him and Nick Foles get into it multiple times on the sidelines. Maybe it's in an amicable place, but it's like there's still a misunderstanding in that kind of the feel for the game and the offense. And so I don't see the coach elevating that offense at all.
Do you agree with that general assessment, Yurk? I thought it was interesting when he was being kind of critical of why on your first two third down plays are you running the same play? Like, why is an offensive genius doing that? Do you agree with that?
I don't know if they were the same play. I mean,
I'd have to look. I know.
He gave you the one as like a reverse, you know, going against the grain type of dive, but you saw the blocking and I saw the blocking. If you can't if you can't do a simple, you know, combination block up to the linebacker or a double team through to the linebacker, is it really the coach's fault? Haven't they had some success in previous games running that little dive play where Montgomery's been able to gain some yardage?
Yeah.
So that, and then the communication thing that we've listened to and we've talked about has been, that he wanted a specific play. About 3 games ago, remember they got together and it was the first time he was kind of adamant, Nick Foles, with his coach and saying, hey, what are we doing? I'm going no huddle, and all of a sudden you're slowing our momentum down. That's not a miscommunication. That's Nagy wanting to run something particular for where they're at. And Nick Foles not being on the same page with him. That's not miscommunication. It's just they're not on the same page. And then he goes, hey, I wanted to slow it down because I wanted to run something very specific here. Now, if you've got more time and more experience with each other this particular season, they both should have been on the same page. Not communicating, but beforehand, when you're game planning this whole thing, they should have been on it. Maybe they were, but you don't have to stop your offense to be able to call what play you want to call, even if it's a special play, in the red zone where you're at. Mm. So I don't know if it's communication. You know, to me, communication is I'm not getting the play in on time. There's 10 seconds left. I can't get the play out. I've got to call timeout.
Right.
I take delay game. That's communication problems during the game. So if that's what you're looking at and you want to say they've got issues in that, okay, maybe in-game situations like that, they do have some issues because they've had to call timeouts and they are problems. But nobody designs a play, and they don't sit around all week going, I can't wait to run this play so it fails.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but he did game plan for the weakness. They were running half rolls most of the game.
Yeah, they did.
And
they
it was noted on the air by Greg Jennings at saying, hey, they know their offensive line is poor, so they're trying to roll them out a little bit. They're trying to get them away from the action. The problem is when you've showed them four or five times that that's what you're going to do, now they no longer are biting on the run fake.
Yeah,
and if your run is ineffective, which doesn't have to do with communication or anything like that, if you can't run the ball, you're going to fake the run, and they don't really care.
Right.
I don't care that you're faking the run. I'm going to stay at home. I'm waiting for you. And that's when all the pressure got on him, and he dumped the ball, and they called him for quarterback grounding.
Seems like you can only do that so long, right before a defense finally gets wise and says, we know what's coming here.
I know Matt Nagy was preparing for the week and said, I can't wait to run this play so it'll go for a loss of down and negative 15 yards. Can't wait to do that. But according to Orlovsky, that's what he's doing. He's waiting around all week so he could fail miserably during the week, the weekend. So
I don't think he's intentionally trying to fail. But.
I think they were trying to get some stuff knowing that their offensive line is terrible. But, Carm, it's no excuse like you've pointed out many times.
When
no excuse because there's a ton of offensive lines around the league that have been affected, and it's the ones that have quality personnel that have been able to adjust.
In about 4 minutes, I'll give everybody my dissertation again like I did yesterday because, it is possible.
Yeah.
It is, and I've got concrete proof and evidence from this season that it is possible to still succeed, even though you're dealing with a tremendous amount of injuries. Let's go to Jeff in Westtown on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, man?
I just want to bring up, we're at the point now where people like Troy Aikman, Greg Jennings, they're like just short of laughing at us of what's happening on offense. It's almost necessity now. Why doesn't Nagy just take a step back, hand it to Lazor, whoever, and say, we're the most penalized team in football. I'm the head coach. I'm going to get control of this while, not burying my head in the play sheet for six straight days. Someone else, a fresh set of eyes on the offense, and I'm going to stop being a laughingstock every weekend. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they've got a lot on the line right now, too. Jeff, thanks. I think Nagy does, this team does. That's kind of maybe the double-edged sword, and that's what he's wrestling with. And it would kind of surrender defeat, if you ask me. I think Jurgen and I have always kind of agreed on this, that it'd be a really bad look if Matt Nagy were to give up play calling and this offense would click, because then you start to wonder, what are you here for? Are you really as good as Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, where you can be that kind of coach, you can be that kind of leader? Maybe. I don't know. But, Matt Nagy was brought here not because he was a special teams coordinator or he had an unbelievable ability to command a room. He was brought here because he was supposed to bring Andy Reid's offense, and he was supposed to call plays and call them successfully. That's why he was brought here. It was supposed to make sure that Mitch thrived and that he would get the very most and the very best out of this offense. Failure. Pretty much across the board. We'll continue to discuss this when we come back next. I'll give you some of that concrete evidence I was telling you about other teams in this league that do seem to figure out injuries better than the Bears and don't constantly use it as an excuse and still thrive. 312-332-3776. If you want to join the conversation, we'll be back in just 2 short minutes.